I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the pucks. First, to the preview between the Buffalo Sabres and the Philadelphia Flyers. Then we're going to talk about the Carolina Hurricanes going into Toronto to play the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like I mentioned, we're going to start with the Buffalo Sabres taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. The lines open up in this game with the Sabres at minus 142 and the Flyers at plus 118. Moved around a little bit now, so the Sabres are at minus 140 and Philly sits at plus 116. Now, you can also get the over-under in this game at 6.5, and you can also get the Sabres on the puck line minus 1.5 at plus 175. Now, the Sabres coming into this game, 33-28-6, 39-28 against the puck line, 37 overs, 27 unders, 20-10-3 on the road this season. Most likely going to be Craig Anderson in net for them tonight. The 42-year-old, he's 10-9-2 on the season. A 2.79 goals against, a 9.17 save percentage. He does have one shutout on the season, actually the oldest goalie in NHL history to record a shutout. It's been a very good season for the Sabres. They're taking a lot of steps in their rebuild. They're really moving towards next season, because right now, their push to the playoffs has really been stunted. Now, like I said, it's been a good season. They've gotten a lot of good years out of guys like Tage Thompson. He has over 40 goals. Dylan Cousins has taken that next step. Casey Mittelstadt, not where they wanted him to be, but he's figured out a role on this team. And obviously, Rasmus Dahlin has really taken that next step in his career. Just a lot of young players and a lot of the veterans that they have, like Jeff Skinner's having another nice year. Kyle Poso's having a good year. But like I said, it's been a tough go of it as of late for the Sabres. They've lost 5 of their last 6 games. They're coming off of a shootout loss to the Capitals on Wednesday, 5-4. That was a huge game for the playoffs because the Sabres, they're right in the middle of the race with the Capitals. And the Capitals are doing their best. Like, they're going on a couple win streaks here and there. And the Sabres, it was a huge spot for them. And they just, it was a letdown spot. They've had a couple of those really big games. They just can't seem to get those wins. Now, the Flyers, on the other hand, their entire organization right now, they're just in turmoil. They're 24-32-11 on the year, 41-26 against the puck line, 31 overs, 33 unders. They're 12-16-4 on the road this season. Most likely going to be Carter Hart, and obviously this is a storyline to keep an eye on as an NHL fan. Are they going to trade Carter Hart in the offseason? But right now, goalie of the Flyers, 17-21-10, a 2.96 goals against, a 9.06 save percentage. He does have one shutout on the year, but the Flyers, obviously, they fired Chuck Fletcher. Just a bunch of problems going on left and right. You got videos coming out of Chuck Fletcher's son launching wheelchairs down staircases. You got the team underperforming. You got John Tortorella sending letters out to the fan base, apologizing for it, telling him, I just want the players to have some pride wearing the jersey. Anything that you could think of that's gone wrong for the Flyers, it has. They've lost 4 in a row, 2 unders in that time, but they're coming off of a loss at home to Vegas. They lost that game 5-3 on Tuesday. That's 5 of 6 home losses for the Flyers, and you can't win at home, you can't win anywhere. And they're getting, like, just underwhelming years out of everybody. It really makes you wonder, you're telling me that nobody would have traded, like, a 3rd or 4th round pick for James Van Riemsdyk? How did they not sell anything at the deadline? How, like, the decisions that this team decides to make, like, they traded, a 1st-round pick for Tony DeAngelo just to get the rights to sign him? Like, why? Why would you do that? Like, most of the decisions that the Flyers have made have just completely backfired on them. And that's why I'm going to take the Sabres on the road in this game. Plus, the Sabres have won 5 of their last 6 games against the Flyers. Like, the Sabres, they're just a better team. They need this game more. And the Flyers, until they prove me wrong, I will not trust them. So I like the Sabres on the road. And I like the over to hit because I think the Sabres are going to absolutely kill them.
Now we're going to do a Stack the Pucks preview between the Carolina Hurricanes versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. The money line opened with Carolina at plus 108 and Toronto at minus 130. The over-under set at 6.5 with the puck line minus 1.5 in favor of the Maple Leafs at plus 180. The Hurricanes come in today 44-14-8, 29-37 against the puck line, 29 overs, 35 unders, and a 26-6 record on the road. The Hurricanes were able to get back into the win column after defeating the Jets 5-3 on Tuesday night. Jacob Slavin and the Hurricanes got the scoring started in the first, then just 19 seconds into the second period, Dylan Demerol tied it up for the Jets. But 40 seconds later, Carolina retook the lead. Jesper Kotkaniemi gave the Canes a 3-1 lead midway through the second period, and at the beginning of the third, it was 3-1 Canes, and both teams traded goals throughout the third period, including a Jesper Kotkaniemi scoring on an empty netter, tallying the second goal of the game with 4 seconds remaining to give the Hurricanes the 5-3 victory. Now, unfortunately for Carolina, they lost one of their top wingers in Andrei Svechnikov, who was top 3 in goals, assists, and points for the Hurricanes. Carolina still holds a slim lead over the Devils for that top spot in the Metro Division. After the Devils were able to force overtime against the Lightning, it is now 96 points for the Canes to 95 points for the Devils. So it's still a tight race. The Hurricanes are 8-0 in their last 8 versus the Atlantic Division, while the under is 6-1-1 in the Hurricanes' last 8 games following a win, and the under is 5-1 in the Hurricanes' last 6 games playing on 2 days rest. The Maple Leafs come into this game 40-18-9, 28-39 against the puck line, with 28 overs, 35 unders, and a 24-7-5 record at home. Now, the Maple Leafs are on a 2-game skid after losing to the Avalanche 2-1 on Wednesday night. Morgan Rielly got the scoring started, putting the Leafs up 1-0, but Mikko Rantanen, 3/4 of the way through that first period, converted on the power play to tie it up. While there was no scoring in the second, third, or overtime, it had to go to a shootout. In that shootout, Nathan MacKinnon put the Avs up 1, and then the Leafs' final attempt to keep it alive, Mitch Marner, couldn't convert, giving the Avalanche the victory. Now, that's a big loss for the Leafs, seeing as instead of having a 4-point lead, 6-point lead in front of the Tampa Bay Lightning, now they only have a 1-point lead after the Lightning were able to defeat the Devils last night, now have 88 points in third place in the Atlantic Division, whereas the Maple Leafs are in second with 89 points. As for the over-unders, the under is 3-0-1 in the Maple Leafs' last 4 games playing on 1 day's rest, while the under is 4-1-1 in the Maple Leafs' last 6 after scoring 2 goals or less in their previous game. I think this is going to be a great game. You got 2 of the top teams in the Eastern Conference going at each other for the second time, and they have 1 more meeting still to go. I am a little surprised that the money line opened favoring Toronto over Carolina. But you know what? If you're able to get on that, I would say do it. Because I like Carolina's money line at plus 108. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA betting and game previews, head to the Sports Stack. I'm Tim Barner with the Stack the Pucks preview between the Sabres and the Flyers, as well as the Hurricanes and the Maple Leafs.